All right, look in your Bibles, the book of Mark tonight, Mark chapter number 4, and it is a joy to be in the Lord's house. Amen. Amen. I appreciate all the singing, how it has ministered to my heart. I just like good songs that exalt the Lord. Amen. And I tell you, it's just good. I told Brother Tim that Stand By Me, that little bitty old phrase, I don't know what you call that music, where it just turns around right before that thing finishes. Every one of them Sundays, it's like shockwaves run through my heart singing them. Amen. I like that. I like songs that just magnify our Lord and help us. Amen. And I thank Him for that tonight. Mark chapter 4, you're willing and able to stand tonight. Mark chapter 4 and beginning in verse number 1. And we'll read several verses and then we'll pray and try to preach as the Lord directs our heart. Tonight, I appreciate our preacher brethren being here. Always a joy to get to see them and worship together. And appreciate you being faithful night after night. I appreciate you being in your place. Mark chapter 4, beginning in verse number 1. The Bible says, and he began again to teach by the seaside. And there was gathered unto him a great multitude, so that he entered into a ship and sat in the sea. And the whole multitude was by the sea on the land. And he taught them many things by parables, and said unto them in his doctrine, hearken, behold, there went out a sower to sow. And it came to pass, as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and the fowls of the air came and devoured it up. And some fell on stony ground, where it had not much earth, and immediately it sprang up, because it had no depth of earth. But when the sun was at, it was scorched, and because it had no root, it withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked it, and it yielded no fruit. And other fell on good ground, and did yield fruit. That sprang up and increased, and brought forth some 30, and some 60, and some 100. And he said unto them, he that hath ears to hear, let him hear. Skip down to verse 14. Verse 14 said, the sower soweth the word. And these are they by which they by the wayside where the word is sown. But when they have heard, Satan cometh immediately and taketh away the word that was sown in their hearts. And these are they likewise which are sown on stony ground, who when they have heard the word, immediately receive it with gladness, and have no root in themselves, and so endure but for a time. Afterward, when affliction or persecution ariseth for the word's sake, immediately they are offended. And these are they which are sown among thorns, how such as hear the word, and the cares of this world, and the deceitfulness of riches, and the lust of other things entering in, how choke the word, and it becometh unfruitful. And these are they which are sown on good ground, how such as hear the word, and receive it in, and bring it forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60, and some at 100. Let's pray together. Father, I thank you, Lord, tonight for your mercy and for your grace. Lord, I thank you for this great privilege to stand and to open the word of God tonight. Lord, I pray for just a few minutes you'd hold back the forces of the enemy. I pray may the word of God go forth in power of the Spirit of God tonight. Lord, save that that's lost. Help us as your people. Lord, I realize there's folk here tonight are carrying some heavy loads. I pray you'd help them where they are tonight. Lord, be glorified in everything that we say and do. What's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. You can be seated. I want you to notice in verse 3 tonight where the Bible said, hearken, behold, there went out a sower to
So I'd have preached tonight, the Lord helping me, just a few minutes on this subject of keep sowing the seed. Keep sowing the seed. The first three nights of this meeting, I pretty much plowed about every night. It just seemed like that's the line God had us in each night. But today, the Spirit of God, I began to stir my heart to exhort you to just keep sowing the seed. Amen. Hey, we're close to the finish line. I believe any moment Jesus could descend with the shout and the voice of the archangel and the trump of God and catch us out of here. Amen. And I want to be found faithful sowing the seed until Jesus comes. Oh, friend, we see three things in this text, and I'll be done. First of all, there is a sower. A sower went forth out to sow. Hey, somebody has to sow. That's how God designed it. Now, I want to say something. God could have sent angels that preached the gospel. God could use the birds to spread the gospel. But he chose fallen man, whom he redeemed with his own blood. He chose us to take this book and to give it to this world. Hey, I'm glad that there's somebody was faithful to be a sower. Every believer, it ain't just preachers, but everybody that's saved by the grace of God is a sower tonight. Oh, I thank God for that old man of God. Old Brother Charles Duval preached to me as a boy, and I mean this, an old timer, and shake that fist over that pulpit and preach the word of God. He was a sower. But I thank God for my Sunday school teachers. Brother Tom, I got lost in Sunday school. Amen. Hey, some folk get lost here in preaching. And I'd been under preaching. That Sunday morning, that dear sweet lady, I picked that Bible up in her hands, and us children gathering around a table and began to teach us the word of God and tell us we needed to be saved. I'm glad she is a sower.
Amen.
Amen. I'm glad my mama's been here a few nights, and I'm glad that she sowed. Amen. For she'd put us to bed. She'd pull that blue back Bible out and read to us and talk to us about our soul and pray with us. What was she doing? She was being a sower.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, aren't you glad God put some sowers into your path? Hey, I'm glad that there's some that was faithful. They didn't hide it. They didn't sugarcoat it. But they were sowers. Amen. Hey, they're saved and they're sent. I believe you get saved, you get sent. Amen. I said it last night, I'm going to say it again. You get born again from the get-go. There's something in you. Want to tell somebody else what Christ did for you. Oh, friend, the sower went forth to sow. He didn't go out there to start a program. Or a promotion, but he went to sow.
Amen.
Amen. My son works in construction, and his job had him at a big church in our area, and I mean a big one. And he sent me some pictures of this facility. It was for entertainment where he is at in that bit. I mean millions of dollars. And I looked at that and I thought, man, we're here building buildings. We're not here entertaining. We're here to sow and to sow and to sow. Oh, I'm glad I was raised around folk that were sowers.
Amen.
Amen. I thank God for every one of them.
Amen.
I appreciate them in the church I grew up in.
Amen.
One of our deacons, he'd get blessed. He'd go to crying. And boy, if it broke out in testimony meeting, every now and then he'd get up. He'd go reading Revelation 21 about that new Jerusalem. And he read it like he's looking forward to going.
Amen.
Amen. And he read it like he knew he was going.
Amen.
Amen. It began to put a love in me out for the place that the Lord has gone to prepare. Amen. Thank God for sowers. Every one of you here tonight, you're here, somebody sowed.
Amen.
You think about that. Oh, friend, them that sowed in my life, everywhere I go preaching, they're still reaping.
Yeah.
Amen. We find the sow. That's everybody saved. And then I start to see here in this text, in verse 14, the seed is the word.
Amen.
So there's the seed, secondly. Amen. By the way, this is pure seed. There's nothing, brother, nothing wrong with the seed. All scripture, not some. All scripture is given by inspiration of God. Psalm 19:7. Amen. That word's pure. Amen. Hey, it's good seed. Amen. I'm a mountain boy that's like the rest of you. And them old timers knew how to get that seed again out of that garden.
Yes, sir.
And could keep planting the same thing.
Right.
Now this newfangled seeds you can't do that with.
That's right,
so at one time it's over.
Yep.
That old seed, amen, it just keep on producing.
Yep.
Amen. Ain't that the amazing thing of this book? Hey, it's been being sold for 2,000 years since Jesus. And friend, it's still producing. It's pure seed. Amen. I'm glad of that. Hey, it's precious seed.
Amen.
Ain't nothing like this book.
Amen.
Oh, to hold it and read it and, amen, to have it guide you and encourage you and help you.
Amen.
It's precious seed. I tell you, the Lord's blessed me in my life and there's a few things God's allowed me to have down here, but the most precious thing I have, tangible things, is this book.
Amen.
Oh, yeah, it's pure seed. It's a precious seed. It's productive seed. That Peter said, it's incorruptible seed. That's how we're begotten.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, yes, you get born of the Word, the born of the Spirit, you get it.
That's right.
Amen. Hey, aren't you glad people sowed the seed?
Amen.
Amen. I'm glad for family members and I'm glad for preachers that sowed the seed into my heart. I said this the other night, but it bears repeating. There's nobody ever went by as somebody was plowing and planting the garden and was just mesmerized by their technique. The paper has never come and interviewed anybody. I said, man, I have never. Brother, they didn't say, I've never seen anybody sow seed like you. Amen.
Right.
But when the harvest comes,
yeah,
they may come by and say, Lord, I've never seen such a harvest ever come out of a patch of ground.
Amen.
Hey, they weren't there in them hot days, in those long days, and that bleeding of the hands as they sowed and they worked and they labored. Hey, but in the end, it was productive.
Amen.
Can I say this? There's never been a crop failure. When that seed's got in that ground right and is germinated in that deep ground, amen, it works.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, there's the sower. That's all of us that are saved.
Amen.
Amen. It ain't just a few. It's all of us.
Amen.
Can I say something right here? You've been sowing in my life this week. I mean that. You may not understand how it thrills me to be here.
Thank you, Lord. Amen.
I'm thankful God let me preach, period.
Amen.
And to preach meetings, man, that's icing on the cake.
Amen.
But come in here and hear you sing like you've been singing.
Amen.
It ain't been no entertainment session. It ain't been about how we can make it. It's been from the heart and it's rung out in tune. And it's been sowing in me.
Amen.
I mean, there's been some times already this week. I think I could have run up the wall backwards.
Amen.
I mean, it's been good down in my heart.
Amen.
Amen. And oh, that seed. You know that seed's still bringing forth life in my life.
Yep.
Amen. I mean, after 40 years in my life, it's still producing. Amen. Oh, friend, we see the sower, we see the seed. And we also learn in this text about the soul. You see, that's where the problem lies. The sowers are sowing. We was talking about that, Brother Dennis, for church. We is trying to sow. I can't save anybody. If I could, I would. I mean it. If me just grabbing you by the nap of the neck and make you get born again, son, I'd put the squeeze on you. Amen. But I can't save. But I can sow. And I can water. I may be a water boy for the king, but I can tote water. Amen. You see, it ain't about the sower anyhow. It's that seed. Great God in heaven, that's a getting on me, folk. You just going to have to bear with me just a minute. Hallelujah to his name. Hey, that seed will get it done. So if it ain't bringing up, it ain't the seed. It ain't the soul. It's the soul. Amen. You see, he talks about four different types of soul in this text. He said one of them there in verse 4, it's by the wayside. And the fowls are coming by and devouring that seed. Amen. And by the way, he interprets that in verse 15. That fowls are speaking about Satan coming and snatching that seed. Isn't it amazing when you're in church and boy, that seed's being sown and you're thinking about that seed. When you get out of here, it seems like the devil will come by and try to sidetrack your mind. I try to get you worked up about something else. And what's he doing? He's just snatching that seed. He don't want it to germinate. He don't want it to produce. And he's trying to snatch that seed out of you. And by the way, that wayside's hard soil. You understand by nature, we are hard-hearted.
Amen.
And the longer you live, the harder you get.
Amen.
Amen. By the way, that's why you got to have plowing.
Amen.
He said there, break up that fallow ground. Drop that plow. Amen. Amen. Bust it up. Amen. That's why I believe you set up the church. Keep that old hard heart of ours busted up.
Amen.
Because I'm telling you, the devil's coming by trying to snatch that seed.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, you need to understand, so if you've got children that are lost, you need to be very careful when you leave church. What you get talking about, what you get involved in, especially them services, Brother Tom, where the power of God just settles down in the place. Hey, you need to be sure, just keep that soil good and soft and don't let anything interfere. Don't let the devil come by and steal that seed out of the heart of your child. Amen. It don't take much. And Satan will try to steal that seed. Amen. Oh, yes. Hey, I'm saying you keep some. Hey, there's some that's going to fall by the wayside. Satan is going to snatch some. What are you doing, preacher? Just keep a sowing. Get your seed bag out and just keep a sowing that seed. Amen. He said it's by the wayside. Then that other soil, it said this on stony ground. He said, now it's springing up pretty good. It's popping up. You see, that first there, Satan snatched seed. This second, it's shallow professions. He said, because he interprets verse 16, 17, there's no root, no depth of earth. Now, just some topsoil on top of rocks. Everybody look up here. Every one of us have witnessed, some of us are called to preach, have preached to people, and boy, it looked like they got it. Is that right? Oh, I know I'm not the only one that's ever happened to. You got excited about folk that didn't make it 3 months too.
Amen.
Amen. Boy, there's a talking, a big talk, there's excited. Man, it's like, well, the first time, and they got it. But by and by, when it got hard, when persecution came,
By the way, that persecution can be just being taught from the Word. You need to straighten up and do better.
Amen.
That there's demands on your life. Hey, there's a lot of folk in our day, they want a Jesus to keep them out of hell, but they don't want no demands with it.
Amen.
But the salvationist Bible comes with some demands.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, you get saved, it changes you.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, there's shallow professions. Boy, there ain't nothing to take the wind out of a preacher like a shallow profession.
Amen.
Especially when it's been a while since you've had one saved.
Amen.
Oh, I know. Everybody else at church are getting saved by the truckloads. Sometimes I can go 6 months or a year. Amen. Now you say, you ought not go that long. I don't want to go that long.
Right.
It just sometimes happens that way.
Absolutely.
Man, you see some look like they got it. They look like they, boy, they all of a sudden getting in there and joy. And then the next thing you know, they're gone.
Amen.
Boy, that knocked the wind out of you. What are you doing, preacher? Get your sack of seed and just keep on a sowing. Hey, in spite of all the shallow professions, in spite of the Satan coming by snatching seed from the others, I just keep sowing the seed.
Amen.
Amen. You know, preachers, have you ever heard them preachers get real worked up? I mean, they're really stirred up. Now, I'm a stirred up preacher, and you know that, and ain't nothing wrong with it. But we sometimes we say things when we get stirred up that we ain't got no more sense of saying than anything.
Amen.
You know what I mean? That stuff, you know, it gets going a certain way. And boy, we get spouting stuff off. And I hate to tell you this, it ain't always the Holy Ghost.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Oh, what are you getting at? I'm saying that we need to just keep a so-and-so. Because I've heard fellas get it worked up and say this. One of these days we're going to switch preaching and Sunday school around. Not me. I do teach Sunday school. They still chewing the Cheerios in their mouth when they show up at 10 o'clock. I like them at 11. At least they're a little bit more awake. Hey, man. Some of you that teach children, now they some Sundays they can be real good. A lot of the time, that old nature in them.
Yeah.
Every now and then you get the impression that you're supposed to start a new ministry with children. What's that, preacher? Drive-by whoopings. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, yeah. Sunday school teacher, I know. And teenagers, Lord, help you if you're teaching teenagers. They're the most moodiest creature in the world.
Yeah.
They go brain dead at 13, don't wake up to the 21. Can I get a witness right there?
Amen.
And you're sowing that seed and you're doing all you can and they're climbing the wall and they're snoring and ain't paying no attention. What do you do, preacher? Just take that bag of seed and go back in that Sunday school class and just keep sowing a little bit more seed and keep watering that seed. Hey, God will give the increase after a while. Amen. Oh, yes. Hey, you keep sowing in spite of Satan snatching seed and shallow professions.
Amen.
There's a third soul in here. And that soul there said it fell among thorns. And verse 18 and 19, he declares what that means. You see, there's a stranglehold of the world on people. We talked about it at supper. Me and you, Brother Dennis, talked for preaching. I've preached overseas.
Yeah.
I've preached to 1,500 girls in a girls' school one night in the country of Kenya. And 700 professors get saved. And over here, you say that in America.
Come on.
Oh, you're giving out something.
Yeah.
They didn't get that.
That's right.
And then they'll come by Brother Dave and say, how many of them you reckon got saved?
Yeah.
And here's my answer. All them that got saved. I'm not real sure sometimes when I have one here in America say that they even got it.
Amen.
Amen. Some folk in America just trying to save a marriage.
Yep. Come on, preacher.
Trying to see if they can get out of going to jail.
Yep. Amen.
Amen. Oh, yeah. You see what the thing is over there, but they ain't got all the stuff we got here.
That's right.
When I was over there, Brother Tom, I didn't see a bunch of kids with cell phones. Matter of fact, I never seen one with a cell phone. Ain't that something? I hardly saw any adults with a cell phone out in the jungle. You had to go to a major city to see anybody with one. Are you listening to me? You know what's happening in America? There is so much stuff strangling the seed out of people. We are preaching our guts out. We are doing what we're supposed to do in getting the Word of God out. And there's so much stuff in people's lives that is absolutely strangling the seed out. Amen. Oh, yes. Hey, he talked about in this when he gave the interpretation. He said, first there's worries. He said, the cares of this world. Man, there are people worried about everything. One of them new candidates for president. And they ain't being political. I don't care what party you're part of. I really don't care. But there's one of them jokers out there. And he must have all the money with the advertising he got going right now. But the only thing he says, on day one, we're going to attack the environment. And they're worried about this thing just burning up and everything. I got real good news for you. Amen. I can tell you that it's still got 1,007 years for anything like that takes place. At a minimum, 1,007 years before she ever burns up. And then it ain't going to be a can of hairspray, does it? It's going to be the God of heaven. Amen. Are you listening to? And they're worried about the environment. I don't go around trashing nothing. I think you're wicked to go throw trash out your window. How many of y'all take care of stuff? Amen. But you hear me tonight, it's still going to run just like the Lord said it would. Worries, all kinds of stuff. Worrying, folks. He said that's choking the seed out of people. Amen.
Yes, sir.
Hey, even you that's saved.
Amen.
You be honest. When you come in here worried about a bunch of stuff in your life, more month than they are money. Tell me after church is over with a week later, what you get in that service? What did he preach on? What did they sing? You couldn't tell me none of it.
Come on.
Why? You was worried.
Yeah.
You know what that word did? It strangled out that seed in your life.
Yes, sir.
Amen. He talked about worry. He talked about wealth. For he said there in that verse, the lust, the deceitfulness of riches. Amen. Oh, yeah, it strangles. Hey, I've been giving you something all night long. You can shout on how. You just need to go with him. Amen. Yeah, that's right. And then it is worldliness in general, the lust of other things. There are some would get saved, but they realize it does produce a changed life.
Amen.
The reason people don't get saved is they love their sin more than they want to get saved.
Amen.
Amen. See, I'm not peddling fire insurance. They ain't one of these preachers peddling fire insurance. It's more than you just missing hell. If you're going to get saved, hey, you will bow at his feet. You'll turn from sin and self and turn to the Savior, or you won't get saved. Amen. Oh, yes. I'm talking about that seed now, getting that soul. Have some of that soul. There's stuff strangling it out. But then there's that. That good soil, that shouting ground over the harvest soil. Some 30, some 60, some 100. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. Every now and then, hey, don't get disheartened. Don't quit sowing seed. There'll be somebody get born again down the road. There'll be some Christian really begin growing and going forth, and some fruit began being produced.
Amen.
Hey, I want to help us something about this, about folk that's saved. We all don't produce the same amount of fruit.
Amen.
That's why he said some 30,
yep.
some 60,
yep.
some 100.
Yeah.
Some just have more fruit than others.
Yeah,
right.
Absolutely.
I've learned in pastoring. I've been preaching 35 years now. And I observe a lot. I'm a people watcher. I don't always have something to say, but I do like to listen and hear what folk are saying. Okay? And if you pay attention, even some of you may meet a Christian sometime, you're going to think, I don't know if they really got it. Mm-hmm. Ain't nobody but me ever thought that, are they? Bless your heart and your halo. Huh? Well, they ain't got no fruit. But if you just be patient and watch around, uh-huh. them that's got it, after a while, it will show in an area in their life.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. There'll be some time, man, that those that you thought, well, I don't know, all of a sudden God will touch them to testify and they get up, and son, they got the key to the whole thing.
Yes, sir.
Might be just 30-fold.
Yeah.
Others got a little bit more, that's 60-fold. Yeah. None of those with that hundredfold. Now, that's the ones we all want to major on.
Yep.
You know, they have a lot of fruit. Hey, just like growing a garden.
Yeah.
Son, some years you got a bumper crop.
Yes, sir.
Son, you're giving it away because they sure, yep. you got tired of shucking corn. Yep. You got tired of stringing and breaking beans.
Yep. Yep.
You got tired of putting it up.
Yep.
Yeah. Then all of a sudden you decide you'll give it away. Amen. Now some, I do know some, will tithe off of their yeah. garden. Mm-hmm. That brings to the preacher, bring folk in the church.
Yes.
Help them out. That's good.
Yeah.
Amen. But sometimes folk really do, they just if that bumper crop here.
Yes.
They can't get it ate, can't put it up quick enough, can't get rid of it.
Yeah.
All right? That bumper crop. But then there's those years, that same piece of ground, it's just going to be a mediocre type harvest.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. And you know what you did? You remembered every step you did the year before.
Yes, sir.
You when you finished that garden, that big old bumper crop, you said, I figured out how to grow that garden now.
Yep.
And so that next spring, you'll break it up the same week you broke it up the year before.
Yep.
And them signs. Now, I'm not going to knock you because I was reading today, son, the moon's for signs and seasons. Whether we like that or not, that's what the book said.
Amen.
And there's some, they ain't going to plant potatoes with this if the moon just ain't right.
Right.
All right? Now, I understand all that. I've grown gardens enough.
Yeah.
You hear me? But you can go step by step what you did the year before.
Yes, sir.
Do it identical as you did.
Yeah, that's right.
And not get the same result. Can I ask you something? Can I meddle just a second?
Go ahead.
I'm going to meddle just a minute. You ever have a meeting, whether it's just regular Sundays or a revival meeting, and you have that one night,
mm-hmm.
well, son, she gets so far out of the banks,
yeah.
you might have to have a C&I dog to get around. You know them kind of service I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I mean, it's glorious. I mean, we are soaking it up. Nobody wants to go home. There ain't nobody in a hurry to get over the service. It can go on as long as it wants, and we're having time. But do you ever pay attention what folk do that very next service?
Bless him, Lord.
You ever pay attention? They come back expecting identical what happened at other service.
Yeah.
But God don't duplicate himself.
No.
That would be the equivalent of reheating something.
Yeah.
You ever thought about that?
Yeah.
I mean, it was great.
Yes, sir.
But we reheat it.
Yeah.
And everybody think we're gonna try to follow that same pattern from last night.
Yeah.
And you get in that service and they ain't nothing. Clicking, they ain't nothing going that way. You've tried, you come in smiling, you shouted all day long.
Amen.
And son, it's flat as a flitter.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
What are you saying, preacher? We're just supposed to sow seed
yep.
and water seed.
Yep.
It's God that gives the increase.
Yeah.
We cannot make a plant grow. We cannot do anything.
Right.
He has to do it.
Amen.
Amen. Just keep sowing the seed. You can't have a harvest if you don't sow the seed. You can go to that garden spot and you not do a thing. Don't plow, don't disc it, don't plant, and stand there and say, oh, I can't wait to harvest. And go every day and look at that picture. I can't wait for the harvest. You ain't going to have no harvest. You ain't planted nothing. You've not sowed any seed. And friend, that's the principle in this thing spiritually. And we've got to be sowing some seed if we're going to ever see something yielded.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. Hey, I know this is the fourth night I've been preaching. And I've been here before. And I mean, but there have been some nights, son, she's went out yonder.
Yeah.
Amen. Matter of fact, last year, this is where God let me get cut loose again. After all them months of them kidney problems, man, I was going slow starting and can get a little red and have to quit. And that spontaneous meeting last year, son, God let me get cranked up. It was good. But you know what? Sometimes you ain't careful, you think, well, it's got to be the same thing again. But not always. Not always. Amen. Hey, every time we come, God's got what we need.
Amen.
Our part's being faithful, doing what he said to do, but God's got something just for you and just for me if we'll come get it. Keep sowing the seed. We are in the last days, but we're supposed to keep sowing it. Amen. If you sow, you're going to yield. There'll be something there. Amen. Some 30, some 60, some 100. God will give the increase. Amen. Oh, yes. Hey, thank God for this good seed. Oh, thank God for the seed tonight. Father.